One, two.
Keep trying.
One, two.
Heavenly Father, watching us all, we take from each other and give nothing at all.
Right, here we go. Right, that's it. I'm going to stop that right there. Hi, my name's Steve Brookstein, and you were just listening to a little bit of Yummo Bee there from my first album, which was called Heart and Soul. It got to number one, and within 12 weeks, I was... Oh, that's my son Hamish in the background. You heard him do the sound check. He was doing the testing. One, two, one, two. Hey, what's the noise for? Listen, so going back to... Are we going to carry on like this? Son, I've got to do this. Hey, you can sing in a minute. Right, anyway, so Yummo Bee there was a track taken from my first album, Heart and Soul, which got to number one. And as I said, I got dropped within 12 weeks. Now, you're going to think this is Steve Brookstein having another rant because you've probably been reading the newspapers over the last 5 years. Oh, man, I've got to stop this. Right, I'm back again. Now, he wants to, before I can go any further, he wants to sing. So I'm going to get this out of the way. You've got to listen to Hamish do a little song, and then I'm going to carry on with the story. Hold on.
You're going to sing a song into the microphone?
Baba, not see animal. Yes, yes, three bags full. One for the master, one for the dame, and one for the little boy who lives down the lane.
Yay! Well done. And that was Hamish McBrookstein singing Bar Bar Black Sheep, taken from his debut album, Nursery Rhymes from the Heart. You're listening to Steve Brookstein on Steve FM. Anyway, right, back to what I was saying. This series of audio boos, this is a great medium, by the way. It allows me to talk directly to you without being edited by a newspaper or a TV or a radio editor. It's just my words coming out of my mouth the way I want to say it. You can interpret it the way you want. If you think I'm bitter, fine. If you think I've got a grudge against Simon Cowell, fine. But if you think this is what I personally think. I just want to explain what happened in a coherent way, and hopefully people can understand why I had to do the things I did and why it was impossible for me to work under the circumstances that I were put in. So there. So anyway, so this is going to be fantastic. I'm going to be able to talk about the X Factor and exactly what I want to say in my words. I'm going to be able to talk about things that I like and things that I don't like. So listen, by the way, Jedward fans, trust me, it's not, I'm having a laugh with you guys. Don't get so hung up with the sort of things that I say. It's no biggie, but I will be giving you an insight as to the music business, how to succeed in the X Factor, how to play the game, because I've made some mistakes, and as long as you learn from your mistakes, you'll be fine. So I'll be talking about Eileen's new album, which we're so excited about, but a few things. But listen, I'm going to leave you with a clip from the way we really want to do Yummo Bee there. So the first line, I've got a story to tell you. Take care.
Heavenly Father, watching us fall, we take from each other.